Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, the city of Beirut is renowned for its vibrant nightlife and eclectic mix of local and visiting revelers there. By night, the city, and a lot of people may not know this, the city really turns into this pulsating dance hub. International DJs make a club scene come alive, and it's very, very, it's an extraordinary atmosphere in Beirut. But of course, when the Israel Hezbollah war flared again this year, those clubs closed. For Raged Waked, he's a 26-year-old who worked for years as a club photographer in Beirut, it meant a pivot to what he is documenting. Quite the pivot. He's on the line now from Beirut live. Good morning to you, Raged.
Good morning to you and to your listeners. Thank you for having me.
Not at all. Thank you for coming on with us. You've just returned from Syria, I believe.
Yeah, I was in Syria 2 days ago.
Working with Al Jazeera.
Yes, I was freelancing with Al Jazeera.
Okay, what did you see there?
Man, it's a happy day in the history of Syria after getting rid of the Assad regime, which was a murderous regime, killing and imprisoning and torturing thousands of people. Everybody's happy, you know, there's a sense of optimism. And it's a new history. It's a new page in the history of the Syrian people.
This is a wonderful atmosphere of celebration. They've had 50 years of this dictatorship, Bashar al-Assad, and indeed his father.
His father, yeah.
The reaction you got when you introduced yourself and said, I'm from Lebanon, I'm working for Al Jazeera, I'm here in Syria, where there has been no free press, no journalists working freely before. What was the reaction like?
Well, everybody was happy. Everybody was surprised that the media actually got there. Because for the last, I think, 10 years, there was less and less media coverage of what's happening there. So people were happy. People wanted to be heard, to be interviewed, to be photographed. And like, it was easy to work there and try to get the voice of the people out.
It's been quite a switch for you, hasn't it?
Well, it has been. Quite a switch. It changed, like, I changed my lifestyle in a month. I used to, like, sleep all day, work all night. Now it's the opposite.
Photographing DJs in a club 1 minute, and now what did you seek out or what did you end up photographing when you got to Syria?
Okay, so I visited the Assad's house and Assad's library. And we visited the Saidneya prison, which is one hell of a place, honestly. It felt like you're going to hell, if you want to say.
Really?
Like the smell, the people who were waiting, looking for their loved ones. It was really sad. Like, this is the only sad moment that I felt when I was there. Otherwise, everywhere people were happy. We're cheering, we're enjoying their time.
The optimism abounds at the moment. Tell us what you were doing. You were obviously photographing in Beirut's nightlife. What is the nightlife like in Beirut?
Okay, so we have several clubs in Lebanon. And like one of them is the Grand Factory, which is on the DJ Mag top 100 clubs in the world. And the nightlife scene in Lebanon is like, has been booming and it's still booming. It's one of the best in the Middle East. Everybody comes here to party. There's plenty of international DJs that love coming here. And sadly, due to the war, it all stopped for a bit. But now it's gaining back its momentum and it's going to come back stronger than ever, I think.
There is a ceasefire presently. Is the optimism returning to the streets of Beirut and people are venturing back out again and feeling, are they feeling safe?
Exactly. With the ceasefire and all, people are going back to their clubs, to the places that they love. They are still trying to live, to go on with their lives and to forget about what happened and try to start over, you know.
Your photography also, having come from Syria, it also features the aftermath of explosions and violence in your own country. That must be very emotionally challenging to do.
It was honestly very challenging to do, like watching your own country collapse, watching the people and the streets that you know that you visit getting bombed. It's quite sad, honestly. It's not a good thing to watch. But I'm glad that we are over this now, and hopefully we turned a different page and we're like working towards a brighter future.
Please God. The imagery is quite stunning. I've looked at some of your photographs, even the image of an explosion at night. It's like a kind of bouquet of sparks and flames against the dark sky. It's extraordinary the beauty that can come out of this destruction.
Thank you. Exactly. Like when I tried documenting, I tried to document in a humane way, but also in an artistic way. I know like you can't see beauty in destruction. It's not something beautiful. But when you look at a picture, you can see that it's an aesthetic picture. It's well shot, well edited. It's not like a random shot of a destroyed building, you know.
Well, you be safe out there, Raghad Wackade. Will you get back into the nightclubs to do some photographs there as well? That's, I presume, your hope. You're going to be doing both.
Well, I think I'm going to be doing both. Actually, on Saturday, there's a party in Beirut.
Wow.
Which I'll be probably covering.
So it's, the joy and the fun of the future continues amid what exactly has gone on in the meantime. Yeah, that's a hopeful message to finish on. And just as I let you go, Raghad, I want to direct people to your Instagram, RaghedWackade.com is your website, and also look up that name on Instagram. But in the meantime, Raghad Wackade, be safe. Thanks so much for chatting to us.
Thank you for hosting me.
Thank you.